Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
This is professional bullfighter Chuck Swisher. When you're up against a bull, fashion and charm don't matter. Once you're in the arena, if you're not at your best, it will show.
If you're looking for the best, look no further than Pioneer Cellular. When you need a signal, the last thing you want is to worry about whether or not it'll be there. Coverage matters, which is why Pioneer offers the best coverage. That's no bull. It's Pioneer's commitment. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 1-800-641-2732 to learn more.
It's the Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 24th at 12:30 in Leedy, Oklahoma. This sale includes 85 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. The sale also features 80 yearling heifers carrying the Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information about the sale, contact Mike or Ann Schweitzer at 580-488-3889 or go online at quartermastercreek.com. Welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities and kick things off with a check of the livestock futures. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, Tom. We're still seeing higher numbers, but those numbers are starting to fall a little bit. Yesterday, just very modestly higher for the cattle futures.
Yes, Dave, we did see once again upside. Now, we had early session mixed trading, and we closed positive, but as Dave said, we did come off the highs once again. Live cattle yesterday made new highs for the week, but the feeder cattle were unable to make new highs for the week. The best strength was in the front contracts versus deferred contracts, and it was another session of no fresh bullish news to go along with the higher prices as technical support lifted the cattle futures higher. Now, this afternoon is our monthly cattle on feed report, and we saw yesterday choice box beef 96 cents lower, selects up $1.64 on a total movement of 147 loads. Cattle slaughter 107,000 head. Cash feeder index yesterday was up 84 cents. On the close yesterday, April live cattle 95 cents higher, March feeders 47 cents higher, and April lean hogs down 37.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk about these grain futures now. And the grains mostly lower yesterday, particularly the Chicago wheat futures. They really had a tough day.
Yes, they did. And we did see early session upside, but it was very short-lived for our wheat, corn, and soybean futures. And then we saw the trade, mostly negative as we closed negative yesterday. There was a real lack of fund short covering, which had been supporting our grain markets most of this week. As we saw, without that short covering, the grain slid into negative territory. Now, trading overnight has been on the mixed side, and today is expiration of the March option contracts. At the moment, March KC wheat's unchanged. March corn's down a quarter of a penny. March soybeans trading a penny and three quarters lower. March cotton's up 29 points. April crude oil 60 cents lower. The March dollar index down 6 cents. And March Dow Jones futures 57 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here this week. Of course, we'll check in with you on Monday. You have a great weekend till then. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.